This week, the Trump administration announced a change to deportation policies, making it easier for agents to deport undocumented immigrants no matter where they are in the country. But in Nashville this week, a deportation attempt didn't work. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents showed up in a quiet subdivision of Nashville called Valley Grove on Monday morning. They were planning to arrest a man who had already been notified he was going to be deported, but his neighbors made sure that didn't happen. Samantha Max from member station WPLN reports.
It's a humid summer morning just before 11 a.m. and a crowd of people are standing side by side, hand in hand. Some are still in their pajamas, fanning themselves in the sticky heat. They spent the past 4 hours keeping ICE agents away from a man and his son as they sat in a white van in the driveway. The officers just left the scene without making an arrest. Then a family spills out of a small brick house on the corner, carrying backpacks on their shoulders and trash bags in their hands. They push past TV cameras, pile into a line of cars, and speed away.
They went after a man and a son that never caused any problems in this neighborhood. They never caused no problems.
That's Jacqueline Sampson. She and her husband have lived in Valley Grove, a working-class neighborhood east of downtown, for 29 years, just a few houses down from where the man ICE was after lived. Sampson says Valley Grove is close-knit. Residents keep in touch through a Facebook page and look out for one another. She and her husband even created a food pantry, where neighbors can donate or take groceries from two side-by-side cabinets along their fence.
I don't know how many illegal immigrants are here. I don't ask. As long as they're not causing problems, I let them be. And they're hungry, they come to the pantry. You know, we're all God's children.
Attitudes about immigration in the neighborhood are mixed. Sampson says she thinks immigrant children ought to learn English in school.
You know, they have to remember this is America.
And she definitely doesn't have a problem with ICE officials cracking down on criminals who cross the border. The bad people, as she calls them. But she couldn't understand why agents would come to her neighborhood and try to detain a man who's lived on her street for 14 years.
Sure, they're here illegally, but are they causing any problems? Go after the ones that are causing the problems first. And then give these good people a chance. Because, you know, they're just trying to escape the bad that's in their country.
For now, the man wanted by ICE is unknown to the public. Neither immigrants' rights groups nor immigration officials will release his name. Even Nashville police officers say they don't know who he is. An ICE spokesperson says the man had several misdemeanor arrests and a DUI conviction in the past, that he received a deportation order almost a decade ago, and that he's been a fugitive ever since. But residents told me he's a father of two, who works long hours, always waves when they pass by, and helps cut their grass. They say he's part of the Valley Grove family. In a video released by a local advocacy group yesterday, the man thanked his neighbors for their support.
Por mis vecinos, muchas gracias, toda la gente.
The man also advised other immigrants in his situation to know their legal rights. Even before ICE showed up in a white Ford F-150 pickup truck, blocking the father in his driveway at 6 in the morning, neighbors were already on edge. 3 months before, a 21-year-old man had been shot and killed on the same block. Now, most days, resident Stacy Farley keeps watch from a folding chair in her front yard, looking out for anything suspicious.
And that put everybody in this neighborhood on alert. And ever since that day, this neighborhood has been a community.
Resident Arlene Christian says moments like these make Valley Grove closer. Christian just moved into the subdivision July 1st. After the incident Monday, she says she's proud of her neighbors.
And when I saw that happen in the community, I just moved here. It makes me happy to live here. So I'm glad to be a part of this community, especially the way I saw how they rallied around that family. That was awesome.
For now, the house on the corner where the man and his family lived sits empty. His white van still sits in the driveway. But his neighbors don't know or won't say if he'll come back to take his chances with ICE a second time. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.